Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Boston's Pride Parade is making a comeback. The group that used to plan Boston's Pride Month dissolved in 2021 amid boycotts and accusations of racism and transphobia. A different organization called Boston Pride for the People is promising more inclusion in its celebrations this June. Adriana Bolin is the group's president. She joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So this will be the first Pride Parade in the city in 4 years. What does it mean to you to get to help bring it back?
It's so important to me. Pride means so much to so many different people. And our aim is to create a pride that can hold all of those people so that people can see themselves and feel themselves and connect to themselves, their family, and others in pride.
Now, obviously, Boston Pride, the group that used to organize the celebrations, was criticized by people of color and trans people for a lack of inclusion. How is your organization working to ensure that things will be different?
We're celebrating the rich, diverse, and creative culture that we all bring. LGBTQ people are not monoliths, and so we're centering advancing racial equity throughout everything that we do and embracing all of our intersections. We're educating people and advocating about the oppression that we experience so that everyone's aware of the forms of oppression and ways in which our identities are marginalized. We're empowering people so that they feel respected, and we're commemorating our experiences and our history and connecting how that relates back to the work that we're doing together now.
When you talk about reimagining pride, what does that look like, especially at a moment where queer and trans rights are under scrutiny in legislatures across the nation?
Showing up. It means showing up for everyone. It means bringing everyone to the table to help understand what pride is imagined in their minds and allowing us to come together and bring that forth and support one another through a time where we are under a lot, we're under attack. Our community is under attack, especially our youth. And we want to make sure that we're creating space for them to feel safe and supported and understood.
There are a lot of people with different visions for what pride should be. How are you taking feedback and trying to represent all those opinions?
We have a call out for volunteers, and we would love folks to join all of our committees. We have a committee dedicated to our festival, our parade, specifically for QT BIPOC programming, which is queer and trans, Black, Indigenous, and people of color. We really want people to engage in different committees. We have an accessibility committee, and our aim is to have people all over contribute to this so that we have a clear understanding of what everyone needs in these areas. So the best way to show up and support in building this reimagined inclusive pride is by volunteering. It's going to take everyone.
At last year's pop-up celebrations, there seemed to be a focus on queer families and youth. Why was that important? And what are you going to focus on this year?
It's important because Pride, the parade and festival not being active, was really hard for families who are looking to connect with adopted youth and youth who are looking for support from mentors and chosen families that they might not have in their birth families. And we're trying to re-engage that this year. We have two areas. Our common area is going to be focused on youth and families, and we're really excited about everyone being able to have a space available to them. And I look forward to us having various spaces where people can feel comfortable in those areas.
So we're obviously coming back after some friction. Why is it important to have harmonious, united pride in Boston for Boston's communities this year?
It has been such a ride the past couple years, and a term that's on my mind a lot is healing and support. Everyone really needs love and support, and the Pride Parade coming back is a space where that can really happen. It's been hard. It's hard for people right now and some of the experiences they're having. And I think the best thing that we can do is come together and see each other in our unique, complex diversities and understand how we can work together and support each other.
Adriana Bolin is the president of Boston Pride for the People. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.